Thank you for holding. Is this Levi?
Yes, he is.
Hi, Levi. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a busy morning, but I guess that's a good problem, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That is always a good problem to be busy.
Right? We pray for blessings, and then we get busy. We can't complain, you know? You just got to...
Go with it.
I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, sir, she did.
Okay, she asked me to hop on the line to go over the pricing and some details with you. But before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions for me in regards to our services?
No, not right now, at least.
Okay, well, if they pop up, you fire them at me, okay?
All right.
So the major benefit to you in this call is that we even have a position available within your area. Have you ever looked up general contractors in the area just to kind of see what it looks like or what your customers are seeing?
Yes.
Okay. Right now, just for regular GC search, you get Lee Jared Construction and Black Creek Construction and Sykes Contracting. Have you ever heard of those guys?
I have.
Okay. But you're more focused on fencing, right? Not just general contracting?
As of right now, yeah, I'm focusing on the smaller stuff. I'm in the process of applying with the state and trying to get my general contracting license.
Okay.
So, but as of right now, yeah, I'm just focusing on the smaller stuff until I can get my proper licensing.
That's actually perfect. Yeah, Google will still allow us to promote you, although they do recommend that you get the licensing if you don't have it, and especially if it's required by the state to do the bigger jobs, just because you landing bigger jobs would mean our chances of you using our service every month are a lot higher with the types of jobs that we bring in, right? So they definitely recommend that from a return on investment standpoint, but it won't stop us from being able to list you. They just tell us we're supposed to recommend it. But for the fencing side of it, you got companies like Superior Fence and Rail and JDH Decks and Fences. So the reason we were calling you today is because we have an opening. And usually when a spot opens up, Google will create this list of guys or business owners that they feel could be a good fit for the placement, and that's how we got your number. You're basically on a qualified candidates list, and my representatives like Tara are helping me. We're going down the list today. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the spot. Once we fill that position, we're actually going to close out the entire general contractor category for this area. Okay? It's about a 50-mile radius. It's not a small service area you're covering here. So I don't know how far you're willing to travel, but we could also customize it, too.
Yeah, I normally 35 to 45 miles because I live out in the middle of nowhere, so it takes me at least 20 minutes just to get to at least one of the bigger cities around me.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're covering, like, all of Bryan County?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's what we like to hear. The more ground you cover, the more opportunity you're going to have. And like I was saying earlier, our services are month-to-month, so we want to make sure that, you know, we could get you as much job opportunity as possible so that way it's paying for itself. They don't got to worry about you leaving. Okay?
Yeah.
But once we fill that spot, you know, again, they close it out. It's been about 11 months since we've had a spot open for a general contractor in Bryan County. So how long have you been in business?
2 months.
Oh, okay, yeah. So the whole time you've been in business, you haven't even had a opportunity to do something like this then. This could really change things. It really changed things. It's a big I'm here moment when people can see you on the first page. Right now, they're not even seeing it if you look up your business name, to be honest. If you type in Bassett Construction LLC, the Google business profile doesn't pop up. You know, there's no website or anything. So we got a lot of work to do, right? If a business owner doesn't have a site, we have a package where we can include a website for you, and it's a custom website design. Very nice, compatible for this type of marketing where, you know, you're on the iPhones, it's compatible. The Android is compatible. The tablets is compatible. The Google phones. And that's what you want. About 83% of searches are done on a mobile device, like an iPhone, Android, or tablet. So it's really important that we check the boxes there. But when I'm looking at these guys, they're also doing the platinum package. You know, your competitors, Superior Fence and Rail, JDH, Dex, and Fences. And these companies, I mean, they're obviously a lot bigger, right? It's just you. Or do you have guys
right
with you?
No, right now it's just me until I get enough revenue coming in every month to be able to afford to pay somebody every month.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely get the revenue going. But the manpower, obviously, there's only going to be so much revenue you can drive in with one guy. So, I mean, we can get you to your limit. Yeah, we'll get you to your limit. And then, you know, obviously, then you got to go through the hiring process. And that's another animal of itself. But, you know, the more experience you get with it, you'll learn and it'll just get easier as you go. Okay. But there's plenty of job opportunity. I mean, within Bryan County, just in the last 30 days, the fencing keyword has 986 searches. So I'm not saying we're going to get you 986 phone calls or anything, but, you know, even if you're only able to get 1% of what's out there, it should get you to your maximum capacity. And we'll list you for a lot more than just fencing, right? You're in the general contractor category, so we'll be able to cover all your services.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Tara told me that the pricing is going to be your main concern with this.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I understand that. When you're starting a business, it's expensive, you know, just getting it all up and running. So we have a new in business credit that you're completely eligible for. I mean, it's for companies that are under 5 years in business. You're 2 months in business. And so that'll make a huge difference. Usually what they charge for general contractors is $499 a month. And then there's usually a one-time setup fee of $99 just to get the domain for the website and do all the programming. What I was thinking I could do, if you want to come on board with us today, I'll reduce your monthly cost down to just $299. So that'll save you about $200 on the initial investment to get everything set up for the business. And then also, I would put in a request to have that setup fee waived for you, that $99. So that's another $100 basically. So instead of you paying $598 the first month and then $499 each month after, I got it down to $299 out the door. And then each month moving forward, I'll be able to lock in at that pricing structure. So that way you don't have to worry about it going up or changing. Now these placements, they don't have any other fees. There's no lead fees. There's no click fees. There's no call fees. So that $299 is all you pay one time each month. Okay. And then there's a tracking system hooked up to it. So we'll be able to show you all the jobs that it's bringing in. And it'll actually help you keep track of your customers. Because when people call you off the first page of Google, it saves their number and the service that they were looking for. And then they could leave a little message in there. And so you'll have a track record of everything that's coming off that first page. And then also what I'll do is with this new in business credit, I'll upgrade your package to include some Facebook advertising. So that way we can see what's out there on Facebook. Basically, I want to cast a net. I mean, our company's got 20 years experience. I want to give you every tool that we could possibly use, try to turn every stone and see what yields the best results. So I'm going to offer a directory submission at no extra charge as well. It's going to put you on things like Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack. Basically, I want to find out what it is in your area and industry that people are using the most to search, right? Obviously, I know Google is going to be the way with that 986 calls in the last 30 days. I have no doubt that that's probably going to be the number one, but I also want to make it so you don't have 100 different bills floating around. You know what I mean? I want you to have like a Yelp bill and a Yellow Pages bill and a Thumbtack bill and a Google and a Facebook. I'm basically going to package it all into one at that $299 rate. And that way you just have one professional team and one customer service department helping you generate job opportunities. And since it's just you, we'll let you focus on taking care of these people and getting good reviews and, you know, getting the business moving on that side. So, what do you think? I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure, is that something that is feasible for you? I know it comes down to price.
I mean, it's feasible. I just don't know if I'm quite ready to pull the trigger on $300 a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Extra.
Well, here's the thing. So everybody that you see on that first page of Google is doing month to month, and they're doing $499 for the same thing, and they don't have any problem affording it each month, right? Because it pays for itself with the customers that it brings in. So if you think about it from a math standpoint, you know, one fence job should offset that cost easily and have you profitable. And from a standpoint that you're in where, you know, you don't really have other help, it's just you. If you were to hire anybody to do anything, you're going to be spending a lot more than $299. And this thing is like having a 24/7 sales rep for the company to bring in jobs. I mean, anytime somebody pulls out their phone and types in fencing, they'll be able to see you for just $10 a day, right? And then not to mention the website and everything else. So if you took each one of these products in this package as a new business owner that's trying to get started, the website alone is usually worth more than $299. The Google business profile is worth a lot as well. You know, that's almost priceless to some business owners because that's what holds all your reviews and makes it so you exist as a business even on Google for them to be able to look you up and find you. So I know you've invested in some other things, but that's a big, like, I'm here moment. I'm officially in business. My doors are open. You know, you can look me up. There's my phone number. There's my website. You can see stuff that I've done in the past. Some business owners do the Google business profile, build their website and everything months before they actually open their doors, right? Because oftentimes this is the horse that pulls the carriage. It's the reputation and branding of the business. So we're doing things a little bit backwards, but it's better to start late than to not start at all. You know, you got competitors in this area that are light years ahead of you from a reputation standpoint, and it's going to be real tough for people to pick you over them if we don't have these things established for them to be able to view, right? So don't look at it like a bill. Because it's going to generate more for the company and do more for the company than what you're paying for it. That's why it's considered a business expense, because oftentimes it's required for certain businesses to even have any kind of traffic, you know. And us not charging you per lead or per click or per call, that's actually going to save you a lot of money. Some of these marketing companies out here, they want to charge you for every lead and every click and every call, whether you get it or not. And you got to be real careful with those, because you end up going backwards before you're going forwards. You might be spending a couple $100 on leads, and then by the time you get the first job from them, you're breaking even or still behind, you know? So you want to kind of avoid those. This isn't one of those situations where they're nickel and diming you. That $299 covers the entire month. At the end of the month, you evaluate it. If you want to continue to do it, same pricing structure. If you don't, we part ways as friends and you still exist on Google. We don't go deleting your Google business profile and your website and those things. So even just doing it for 1 month will dramatically improve your business, but obviously we're going to get in there and try to get as many jobs for you as we can, so that way you keep using it every month.
You sell a hard bargain for sure. You're definitely good at your job.
It sells itself. Google advertising has been the most profitable way for business owners to advertise for 17 years.
I'll pull the trigger on it and try it for a month or so. And then, like you said, if it don't work out, I can always part ways with it.
Right, right. And we'll earn your business, you know, 1 month at a time. So we'll get in there and we'll make sure it works out. It's not like you set it and forget it. You got a whole team here, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. So I'm going to create your Google business profile here, Levi. Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. We could hide your address, but what's the street address that I could send that to?
It'd be 23478.
Okay.
Highway 46.
Okay. I found it. It came up Georgia 46. Is that right?
Okay. Yep, that'll work.
Okay.
It's complicated out here. It used to be a state highway, and or my portion of it used to be owned by the state. 6 or 7 years ago, the county took over this portion of the highway, and so some places recognize it as Georgia 46 still, some places do not.
Gotcha.
So if it popped up in Georgia 46, yeah, it'll come to me.
Okay. Google recognizes it as Georgia 46, so I'm going to have that. Well, actually, I don't have to display it. Do you want me to hide the street address for you?
It don't matter to me.
Okay. Well, I'll leave it up there, but if you ever want to change it, I'll send you my direct number and extension right now, and you let me know. Have you built a logo for the business yet?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. I'll need that, too, for your website and for your Google business profile. So if you could send that in to us. How do you do with text messaging, Levi?
Text messaging is fine.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I got some clients that are up there in their years, and I got to double-check sometimes, make sure.
Oh, yeah. Some of the old-timers that would rather be a phone call.
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly. Some of these guys, they're great at what they do as contractors. You know, I have a roofing contractor. It's a family-owned business, and they've had it for like 80 years, and he's like 72 or 73. But yeah, he doesn't really mess with the phones too much. You got to call him and kind of explain everything to him. And that's fine. I just want to make sure that if that's you, that you get the proper treatment. What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
It'll be Levi Sider.
S-I-D-E-R or C-I-D-E-R?
No, S-N-Y-D-E-R.
Oh, S-N-Y. Oh, Snyder. Okay, gotcha. Levi Snyder.
Yep, O-N-4-6 at Gmail.
O-N-4-6 at gmail.com. Okay. And is that your last name, Snyder, or is it Bassett?
Yes. My last name is Snyder.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, Bassett came from my wife's dog.
Got it. Okay. Bassett Hound?
Yep.
I like it. Those are good dogs.
Oh, yeah, he is a great dog.
You spell your first name just like the jeans, L-E-V-I?
Yep, L-E, yes, sir.
All right, and then you can only have one phone number listed on your Google business profile. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, that's the only phone number you will reach me at.
Okay, this is for your customers, so. And then I saw you're an LLC, correct?
Yes, sir.
Nice, okay. So you're just missing the general contractor's license, but you have the limited liability insurance?
Yes.
Okay. Limited liability company is good. It's always good, especially for GCs. We definitely recommend having that. You never know with people.
Yeah.
They pretend something's fine, and then suddenly you broke it, and they're coming after you. It's just a mess.
Yeah, exactly.
I have seen that a time or two,
being in the construction field for 15 years.
Oh, yeah. People are shady. One of my good friends here, I've been working with him for about 5 years. I met him when we started doing this, but he's in Southern California, and he's funny. He got pretty famous, actually, just making these posts about all the stuff that general contractors deal with, you know, guys giving them checks that didn't clear and, oh, can I pay you half here and half here, or can you cut the price by a couple grand? And he just has the funniest responses, like, you know, he's like, are you crazy?
I know exactly what it means.
What actually pushed me to the
point of starting my own legal business is I have been working for myself now for about 8 months.
Uh-huh.
But for about the first 6 months, I was working with another contractor as a sub under the table, and he wound up screwing me out of $35,000.
Oh, no.
And being not a legit business owner and everything, it is a he said, she said type of court case right now.
Because
I couldn't take any legal actions as far as putting liens on properties or anything like that, but I was not a legal business owner. And so after all that has happened, that's what pushed me to start my own legal business. That way there, it will also help protect me later down the road if need be.
Yeah, I respect your holding up and not doing something crazy. Cause me, I'm pro Second Amendment. I forget the court.
I am too. I am too. Do not get me wrong. I am too. I carry a gun with me everywhere I go.
You know,
I carry a gun with me everywhere I go. It is
right on
my side or either in my truck.
Right on.
You will not catch me without it. I would rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
That's right. Amen.
And so it has been very hard to not take matters into my own hands.
Yeah. No. Keep your composure. We'll get that money back. You know, God knows what He's doing. You having your own business is always the way to go.
Exactly.
I tell people all the time.
That's what's got me through it, is knowing that one day, another in time, he will have to face the ultimate judger, and he will have to pay for what he's done.
Right. Yeah, exactly. There's no way to really make good money in life, though, until you own a business. Like, I have two businesses outside of this, and I'm just here because, you know, they already have a 401k all lined up for me, but I'm already 11 years into it, so I'm more than halfway into it. And so I'm like, okay, I might as well finish it up. And you know, I play a lot of golf, and I ask people all the time, you know, when I network with guys, just say, what do you do? And everybody out of the course and out of the country club, you know, all business owners. And it's like, they never make any money or have any kind of freedom to do stuff you want to do until you start your own business. So, you know, maybe that guy treating you that way is actually going to be the thing that sets you up for a better future, you know, just to get away from him and do your own thing. So, got to look at it different, you know. But how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed online?
8 to 5.
Okay. You can go Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends too?
Monday through Friday. I do work weekends, but Monday through Friday for people to contact me.
Okay. You want to do, I could post Saturday and Sunday by appointment only.
That'll work.
Okay. And you could accept
cash.
You
can put Saturday by appointment only. I do not work Sundays.
Good man. Okay.
Sunday is for going to church and spending time with my wife and kids.
Yeah, you're my kind of person. I got two boys. I'm pro Second Amendment, but I love Jesus. I went to a private school for 2 years. It was a Christian school. That's just how I was raised, and it's probably the only reason why I haven't shot anybody yet.
Exactly.
I tell people that all the time. I'm like, I'm taking my boys to church early because I know the only reason I didn't pull the trigger, it wasn't the jail cell, it was hell. I want to go to hell.
Exactly. I have personally been to the jail cell, and it ain't no fun.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine hell is a lot worse, and I definitely don't want to experience.
Yeah. I haven't been to it, but I know some people, and just like, okay. I'm not afraid of that part. I'm afraid of burning forever, you know?
Amen. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm not necessarily scared to go back to the jail cell. Something happens bad enough, and I got to take matters into my own hands. I will live with that part of it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I know I am saved, and so I do know where I'm going at the end of the day.
Yep. Amen. Yeah, I just try to have God steer me, like, don't put me around these wrong people. You know what you made.
Exactly, and that's where I'm at with my business. I mean, I won't lie to you. Business has been real, real slow for me since I parted ways with this other guy.
It's okay. It'll pick up. It'll pick up here. Let's get you up and running and watch.
It'll pick up But I say it'll pick up, and I'm just letting God lead the way, and wherever He wants it to go is where it'll go.
Yeah, He's got you. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this phone call, so I'm kind of getting goosebumps there. You know, it's kind of like a needle in a haystack with us, where you know, there's so many of you guys in one area, and it's kind of like the luck of the draw. It's like, hey, the guy who picks up the phone gets the spot. It's not so much, hey, you know, I'm willing to pay for it. Or, you really got to get lucky, too. It's, you know, it's hard. I mean, it's not luck, really, I guess. It's just God doing what he does. All right. So I got your account created. I got to schedule an appointment with you called a client interview. And this is where we're going to interview you to customize the business. I know you're in the general contractor category and you're focused on fencing, but we want to go over all your services so that way we can get as many jobs opportunities coming in as possible. So we'll go over that. We'll go over the area you cover, and then also we'll get started on your website. Usually that call takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour in case you have extra questions. What do you think would be the best time today to knock it out?
Today?
Preferably, yeah, because they can work on the website over the weekend, even if they're not in office.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather do
that's
that.
That's fine. I should be back home here in probably an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Okay.
And then I don't have anything else planned until late this afternoon when I got to go get my kids from school.
Perfect.
So, you
want to go 12 to 1?
Sure, we go 12
or
to 1.
Or 1
that
to
works.
2? Yeah, either one.
Do one to two just to be on the safe side.
Okay. All right. I'll lock in 1 to 2. I'll send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'll text you prior to the appointment just as a heads-up reminder so you don't forget.
Okay.
All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
I thought you were going to pay that for me.
You know, some people I meet, I go, man, I wish I could give them a month for free, but all I could really do is go, you know, hey, this is the best pricing structure I could give you. I'll save you about $300 today on what it would normally cost you, and I'll save you another $200 every month moving forward. So,
no, I'll put it on my business debit card.
Okay, perfect. Then you can write it off, too. It's a business expense. Okay, is this under your name? So it just says Levi Snyder?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. It'll, or my card says Bassett Construction, Levi Snyder.
Okay. That's what I was wondering, if it had Bassett Construction on there.
Yes, it does.
Okay. And the billing address is the same?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm ready for you.
All right. It'll be 5348.
5348.
Yep. 6900.
6900.
1638
7134. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
12/29,
and then 3-digit code on the back.
568.
Okay. And we do have a security question in case you want to verify our identity when we call you, or vice versa, if we want to verify your identity when you call in or when we call you. So you got three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I do my mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Levi?
Swint.
Swint? S-W-I-N-T?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay. Haven't heard that one before, actually. I hear a lot of last
names.
Yeah,
there's not many of them anymore.
Yeah. I hear you on that one. My grandfather was the Blodgetts. They're really well known. I had a great-grandmother, had 16 kids, and she had them all right around World War II. About 4 of the boys fought in World War II. My grandfather was the chauffeur for President Eisenhower.
Okay.
He was his driver in the Secret Service. And the Blodgetts, though, they have a real, real famous family history. And then my grandfather had 4 daughters. He had no boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he had my mom. And then when me and my brother popped out, oh, he was so happy.
Yeah.
He spent the last 30 years of his life teaching boys how to fish and hunt and Jesus and. He enjoyed it. That was my best friend.
No, yeah. My uncle was my best friend growing up.
It's weird how that happens, you know? It's like,
he's no longer with us.
Yeah. He passed recently or?
No, sir. He passed 14 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. My mother actually passed away before my grandfather. She passed in 2010. She had cancer and, he had lost his wife too to cancer. He lived till 2018. So he outlived her and by about 8 years, his own daughter. And I remember him telling me, "Hey, this is my last Christmas." And I said, "What are you talking about? Don't talk like that." And he goes, "It's okay. You know, I'm all prayed up. I'm ready to go see my wife and my daughters." And I go, "Grandpa, what are you talking about?" You know, he's like, you're going to be fine, boy. He's like, "I've watched you grow up." And he goes, "You know, of all the people I've seen in my years, I have zero doubt you're going to be fine." He's like, "Just make sure to take care of everybody else." I go, "Don't talk like that," you know. And sure enough, you know, the next March, he had passed.
Man.
And it was quick onset, but I guess doctors had told him he had some kind of a esophageal, like, cancer that was going on. And we couldn't tell. Yeah. You know, he was coughing a lot, taking a lot of naps towards the end of his life. He was 85 when he passed away. But, yeah, it was interesting. He was ready to go. You know, it's crazy how life does that to you. It kind of gave me a different perspective. Like, I was like, "Oh, yeah, I don't think I ever want to die." And then I was like, "Well, what if you lived so long, you watched everybody you love pass away? I don't think you'll mind dying at that point."
Exactly. Well, but that's right. My uncle, he passed away very unexpectedly.
Was it an accident or a hunting accident?
No, he was killed in a hunting accident. He was shot and killed in a hunting accident.
Jesus.
14 years ago.
Oh, that's scary.
He was my best friend and my hunting buddy.
Yeah, I got a buddy out here. He's originally from Alabama, and he tells me all the time, "You want to come with me back to Alabama and shoot some buck?" And I don't know, Otis. I don't know.
It's not for everyone, that's for sure.
It looks fun. You know, it looks like a good time. He's got these things set up in these trees, you know, and he's always showing it to me. Got all these long barrel guns. I go, "Oh, man." You know, I keep my little Sig Sauer on my hip, and I don't know about getting out there hunting buck, standing still that long and freezing, you know. Takes a different kind of focus, but hearing stuff like
the other day, Wednesday made the 14th year anniversary that my uncle was killed, and I went and sat out in the tree in 21 degree weather most of the day in memory of him.
Whew. Cold, bleak winter, you know, that's There's something spiritual about that, though. When you're sitting out there and you're trying to remember somebody and you can watch your breath, it's very, I don't know what's the word for it. Nostalgic. It's a good place to go down memory lane.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for me, I used to go to these lakes that we would fish out of. My grandpa taught me how to fish out of a lake in the mountains. I'd just go there. Get one of those fold-out chairs and throw my line in. Not really trying to catch anything. Don't care, you know. Just to sit there, and, you know. Think about all the stuff he used to talk about. Come back to me. And it's a good place. Good place to unwind. But you know, I think life is hard. I think it's easier on the other side. I mean, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I'm a believer too. So it's like, you know, I already know. It's better on the other side. I'm not too worried about getting older and getting to that part. It might hurt for a little bit, but but I'll be okay. You know, I'm looking forward to meeting Jesus and seeing what that's all about at some point. Obviously, I got to take care of my boys first. He put some responsibilities on my shoulders.
No,
yeah, I'm helping other people every day. That's all I do, pretty much. Feels good though. All right, so you should be getting confirmation on the placement here. Google will send some messages. There's a Google form. It's called the Google Verification, and you got to fill that out. There's a little link there. And I know you don't have the license in right now. I already notated your account, so just fill it out to the best of your ability. If there's anything missing, don't panic. We'll just check the box at the bottom. You're okay with us doing a video call with Google, and we'll jump on the phone and we'll verify your business over the phone. And then once you're verified forever. I mean, unless you move, right? We'll always have you as a Google verified business, even if you leave the first page later. So it's a great thing.
I won't ever be moving. I can tell you that.
Yeah, exactly.
I own the 20 acres that I live on, and I ain't going nowhere off of it. It is family.
Yeah.
I have been in the family for almost 100 years. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, and yeah, don't. I wouldn't either. 20 acres, that sounds beautiful. It sounds
nice. It is very beautiful.
Yeah.
No, it is very beautiful.
Yeah, that's a blessing. That's a big blessing.
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, I would have built a golf course. I would have been 20 acres. I would have had a small golf course out there by now, I'm telling you. You know, give me 20 acres. You'd never see me again. I'd just be out there until God calls me home.
There you go.
Yeah, that's beautiful. All right, so you should have everything in writing there. And then we got an appointment set for you in about 2 hours. They sent you an invitation to your email for that. So we'll walk you through the steps. You know, the only thing that you really got to do is sign the outline of the agreement and then fill out that form. Those are your two pieces of homework, okay? And then everything else.
Well, I already signed that outline agreement, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. It came back to me right now.
Okay. And I got the other email for filling out your other form for the
Google
verification and stuff or whatever.
Yeah, you're good
with the
technology.
I will fill that out just as soon as I get.
You're fast.
Well, I will fill that out just as soon as I get home.
Okay, perfect. And then you could take your time with that. It usually takes guys a day or two to get it back. But like I said, try to fill it out as best you can. We'll call you at 1 o'clock here, and we'll walk you through the client interview process and get it all set up. Okay, so the first payment, just to be clear, you're set up on an automated billing. Okay, it coded out all your billing information, so we can't see it, but the machine is going to automatically charge it each month on the 10th day. But you'll keep that price at $299. You could cancel it at any time, but just let us know before the next bill is due, so it doesn't automatically charge you if you do decide to cancel. We don't have any kind of fees or penalties for that, but I think you're going to love it.
I just want to make sure
I disclose that with you for transparency.
Yep.
Okay. And that's also in writing there in that service agreement. But thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. You have my direct number and extension. It was the first thing that I texted you. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, Levi, just feel free to reach out. I'll make sure that you understand what we're doing step by step here. That way you know you're not wasting any money.
Sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up.
Right.
Welcome aboard. We'll talk to you here in a couple hours, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.